Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh my goodness. Let's just take a
ready to breathe.
I feel like I'm always out of breath when we start this.
It's because we're
like constant.
Constantly yeah. moving.
And then we get to sit for a second. It's like, oh, we can breathe.
Yeah. Because I was just like, I came running in the house.
Literally running.
I was like, I got a little Leo. And then it's like, because I was just came in from therapy.
Oh, how was that?
I'm holding space for it right now.
Okay, fair.
No, but I... oh, I just love Amy so much. Such a great therapist. You know, I'm so emotional.
Are you?
I'm so emotional. Right. I'm on my period. Okay, let's get that out there. which is so funny because in the earlier days, like my 20s, I was never emotional on my period.
Me neither.
And it's switched.
Uh-huh.
Same?
Yeah. I'm actually like a roaring bitch about 3 days before.
Same.
Yeah. And then I'm emotional. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like it's, yeah, for me, it was always like the week before. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start my period next week because I remember being always agitated and highly bitchy.
Nothing. When you know. It's like, I just got mad about the stupidest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I'd have to hide my tampons and wrappers from Mike because I'm like, I don't want him to know that was the reason I was being
you
a total
never
B.
Want them to know.
No.
No, I don't ever. No.
Never. Because then they're like, oh.
Yep.
Leo, please don't shoot that, baby. Thank you. Yeah, so there was that was like the first thing I said to Amy today. I go, I'm really emotional. I said, I'm on my period. I said, but the emotions aren't sad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she's like, interesting. And I was like, it's more of like, you know, I'm just like, I'm on this new journey and I'm finding myself and I'm setting really good boundaries and I'm being more honest.
Leo, stop, buddy.
So I was like, I think just like coming into this new version, like makes me emotional.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's sweet.
And then, you know, I'm starting to like who I am. And I think that I was like, and that makes me emotional. And,
yeah.
And then we were just, you know, talking about, I was told her about the date that I went on.
Yeah. Did we? Were we talking about this? Yes.
Huh? I mean, you know, I'm dating, right? So mm-hmm. I can maybe share stories about it. I don't know if y'all are interested in hearing stories of the dating world.
I think you should.
Easton comes on and just thumbs up.
This is why we date. No serious relationships. Just like date and have some fun. Right.
Well, but I mean, like, I feel like Hot Girl Summer was fun. And Leo, he's going to chew the cords. Buddy, this is the thing about dogs too. I have five different bones for him to choose for. Two, really. But come on, buddy. I need you to like chill. Come here. There we go. Let's chew that. I love you, sweetheart. But I need you to chill out. He's like, Mom, I was just in my crate. Well, you were in therapy talking about your feelings.
That's exactly how he said it.
Yeah. About your feelings. okay, we have an amazing guest coming on today. And I don't know when she's going to pop on. So, I mean, should we start tiptoeing in the direction of where the emotions are coming from? Oh, well, I just got a text saying Bobby's coming on in 1 second. So, guys, you know, I was going to lean in and I was going to lean in and talk about all this. Maybe we'll talk about it after this amazing guest, Bobby Brown. If you don't know who Bobby Brown is, I'm going to need you to go on Sephora.com or BobbyBrown.com. And her makeup is amazing, but she started a new podcast and I cannot wait to talk to her because she's a beauty icon in this space. And I just, I have right here. Cause I'm like this, have you ever seen me use a different bronzer than this Bobby Brown bronzer?
And that's never. What you tell me to buy.
All the time. Bobby Brown bronzer, the bronzing powder. I'm in the medium. Shade. But let's take a break and get her on and talk all things beauty and podcast. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm Jana. This is Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, where are you guys?
So we live in Nashville, Tennessee. I used to live in LA. Now I live here in Nashville. Where are you?
I'm in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, is that where you're from?
It is. No, it's where I raised my family. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yes, I'm from Michigan. Do you know how to play euchre?
No, I don't.
Do you know the game?
I do. But no, I do not play. I don't play anything.
No?
Yeah. I'm not a player. No, I watch my kids play.
How old are your kids?
Well, they're older now, 32, 30, and 24. I've just, you know, three boys. I just grew up watching them play.
Are we a grandma yet, or?
We are going to be a grandmother in the end of September.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Have you thought about your name? Like, do you want to be grandma? Do you want to be Nana? Do you want to be Gigi? Like, who do you want to be?
You know what? I think it would make sense to be called BB.
Love that. Yes.
Makes sense. Yeah. We'll see.
I love that. And I have to show you my one. This is like, I'm going to geek out really fast. This is the Bobby Brown.
Do you know that that's not the new brand? Yeah, you haven't gotten the memo? Come on.
I got the memo, but like I'm saying, like I've started on this. So is that the new one that's going to be?
Yeah, I left that company almost 6 years ago. And so I don't even know what, if you didn't buy it in the past 5 or 6 years, I don't know what you got. But this is the new brand, which is Jones Road, which is a clean brand. And it's different. It's very different.
Okay. Well, so, cause I knew that you sold Bobby Brown to Estee Lauder, right?
Right. But I stayed 22 years as an employee.
Okay.
So I was there a long time. And
so
I left, I launched this brand 5 years after I left.
Well, I've been buying this, bronzing powder since you started with this brand. And let me just tell you, I've never cheated on you with my bronzing powder. I mean, I could possibly now cheat with the new product that you have.
Yeah, but well, you'll try it and see, you know, what you like.
Is it hard for you to still have your name on something you're not? No, okay.
No, I'm proud of what I did, and you know, I'm proud of the experiences I've had, and I'm certainly more excited that I am able to do something completely different, new, and fresh, and do it my way.
Were you not able to do it your way in the beginning with the Bobby Brown?
No, I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about the past. I kind of did that for a while, but you know, when it's a big brand and there's a lot of people involved and a lot of departments and a lot of, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's not like you're totally in charge when you first start. Mm-hmm. And now I think I'm in charge. I mean, yeah.
I love it. And then,
I pretend I'm in charge.
So then you have your new podcast. So what is that going to be about then? Tell me about the podcast. Yeah. It's on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, the podcast. Sure. It's on iHeartRadio and it's called The Important Things. And to me, the important things is everything from how you live your life to who you spend time with, to what you do with the time, to like, how do you buy the best t-shirt, to what do you eat to feel good? What do you do to look good? You know, and I'm someone who's really curious and I have really great relationships with so many amazing women. And that's how I've learned so much. So this is just, you know, a way for people to hear these conversations and they're real and they're not scripted. And I don't know, I just hope everyone loves them because I really enjoyed doing them.
Mm-hmm. Have you already started having interviews and stuff? Like, are you batching some of them?
Yeah, no, we're actually launching today. So we have, I think, bankrolled about 6 of them so far. Mm-hmm. The first one, which is launching, is Giada De Laurentiis. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about everything from, you know, her being divorced to her new boyfriend, her daughter, raising a teenager. And of course, I want to know how she could eat all this amazing food and still stay thin. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, similarities like our height, and she told me about like her favorite jeans, and we talked about bras because we're both endowed girls, and we talked about what works and what doesn't. And you know, hopefully it's relatable and interesting to people. And my assistants have been on and they're like, oh my God, it was so good. So I'm pretty excited. And I also talked to from Bling Empire, Kim and Kelly.
Okay.
So kind of go in different directions. Like, I find people really interesting and I just kind of want to know who you are, and like, are you just naturally always beautiful? Like, I don't know that much. I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me. I was like,
oh. It's like, you know, you're so pretty. Have you always like felt pretty, or have you ever had any kind of issues? Like, I'm curious about stuff like that.
I mean, I first of all, I love the personality that you have to lean into people and ask questions. That's why that's something that I love as well, to sit down and be like, where are you from? Who are you? You know, and right. like, what is yeah. your story? Because I love hearing people's stories. And I think that's why I've enjoyed, you know, doing my podcast as well, is just really hearing people's stories and relating and learning, because I want to learn from other people. Oh man, I mean, I don't feel like the first time I ever feel like I felt pretty was when I was pregnant with my daughter. That was the first time where I felt like I felt beautiful. But I mean, I've had, and then I would say, and I actually just got in from therapy, and I was kind of teasing a little bit of my therapy session. And I said, this is the first, I'm 38 years old. I'll be 39 later this year. And I said, this is the, and I'm going to preface this. I'm on my period. I'm emotional. But like, this is the first time like I've looked in the mirror and I'm like, I like this version, not because I've, you know, yes, I physically feel the fittest I've ever been. I feel good in my body, but I also, I feel the most emotionally pretty and mentally pretty than I've ever right. felt. And so like the outside, like, yeah, I feel like I've, you know, I know how to maybe do my makeup more now, and I know how to, you know, like embrace the, you know, the no makeup look. But it's because I think what's coming in is the confidence is making me feel prettier. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because of years of, you know, my divorce and the men. And so now I'm like, I'm really like loving my, right. who I'm becoming.
Right. I mean, look, everyone has a story. You're right. And I guess I sometimes ask the personal things because I'm comfortable doing that and talking about it. I never like to make anyone uncomfortable and put them on the spot, but there's all these things like I'm sorry, Jillian Michael, like, do you eat bread? Right. You know, so it's like that was the first question. And she, you know, she started laughing at me, and then we started getting into our digestion or my digestion. Hopefully they'll cut it out. But
no, it's great. I mean, Dr. Oz told us how to have a great poop, you know, like what it looks like. Right. So it's like,
well, it's funny. I thought of naming the podcast at one point, Everyone Poops.
Yeah.
Because I do think everyone is the same, and, you know, famous, not famous, old, young, we're kind of very similar. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, there are so many podcasts out there. Like, I just wanted this to be, you know, someone hearing a conversation. It's like, I get to meet and talk to really interesting people, as do you. And I want people to hear the information.
Is, you know, as someone who leans in, because obviously you lean in, you want to hear people's story. Has there ever been something like what prevents you from leaning in? Like, is there something that like you get uncomfortable with or you shy away from in a topic?
Yeah. You know what? I don't look to hurt people's feelings. I don't look to out them on something. And, you know, people have said a couple weird things, and, you know, you have to make a decision. Do you keep them in? Do you not keep them in? Like, I don't, you know, I'm a caring person more than anything. So you know, we all have things that we don't want to talk about and that we don't need everyone to hear about. So that probably prevents me the most. I know when I could kind of tell, or I know when there's things that are pain points for people, I'm not trying to unlock this hotbed. There's other people out there that could, you know, play that role. Mm-hmm. It's not me.
Where do you find it in your life where you kind of struggle leaning in?
Well, I've just started working with a business coach who, you know, is helping me on a lot of things. And she's teaching me that, you know, what the words that come out of my mouth really matter, because I'm someone who asks me how I'm doing. You know, my husband will pull, I've been married 33 years. He'll pull out a little baby violin, you know, but it's like stress for me, but it doesn't, to him, it doesn't seem like there's stress. So I'm trying to, work on the words that come out of my mouth, to be more positive and to see things in a better way. And by the way, I'm 65 and it's taken me years to evolve. And I'm someone that is thinking about my life when I'm 80. and even 90, because I think, you know, I'm not going to be one of those people sitting on a chair not feeling good in my body.
Yeah. Jesus, you look amazing. First of all, I was like, my gosh. I mean, you don't look a day older than me.
Yeah, I have two really good lights from Instagram, from Amazon, sitting right here.
Still.
Taking us a while.
No, I mean, yeah.
We have like, a light too.
And we still look the same
and
age.
We're not even 40.
I know. And Jana, I didn't get to meet you. You're Jana, right?
I'm Jana. This is Catherine.
I'm Catherine. Oh, yes.
You're Catherine. So I'm only talking to you, but you're sitting there, Catherine. So
I am sitting here. You. Yeah. I'm I'm letting her take it away.
No, please, Catherine. Yeah. Question away.
Yeah. So tell me quickly about you.
So long story short, we are best friends and work together, obviously. Let's see. What about me? I was married for 15 years recently, going through a divorce, have three kids. Don't lean in as much as you two do. I'll let y'all do that part of it.
I think it's because it's uncomfortable. It's not familiar, right? So you're 100%. Like learning, like just like how I've been on my journey. It's like it's because it's not practiced.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you practice it more, then you're going to eventually start to lean in more. Like the first time I prayed, I'm like, dear God, and it's like, but when you start to lean in to things, then it gets more comfortable. Yeah. And I think, you know, you're learning to hug and like, it's like as simple
like
as like eventually.
Hug, just not for very long. Yeah. I'm working on it. We're very different.
But that's probably why it works.
Exactly. Yes, right?
That's probably why it works. Yeah.
But yeah.
And you know what? Not everyone is supposed to be like someone else. I think the best thing is when you figure out, okay, this is who I am. And if someone thinks I should be different, that's more their problem than mine.
Mm.
So, you know, I can't change at this point. So you should, you know, don't, you know, there's some things I want to change. I want to drink more water. You know, I want to get up earlier so I'm not always in a rush, but I can't seem to master those things.
Yeah, that's kind of the journey I'm on because I am, you know, I'm trying to embrace that part of myself, but also not just be like, well, that's who I am. So take it or leave it kind of thing. So I'm definitely trying to embrace that at the same time and take it as a strength and not a weakness. But then also learning how to be more vulnerable and lean in.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, it's about being happy. Like what makes me happy?
Absolutely.
Like I walked away from the beauty business and then I went back. You know, this is my like third or fourth podcast. Like, why am I, because I like reinventing and I like shifting and moving and seeing what works. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be doing, you know, this for a very long time.
What practices do you do to stay in that, you know, because I'm kind of the same way. It's like, there's a lot going on and then sometimes I fall out of positivity. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, that's to lean into that. But like, how do you stay, how do you stay centered in all the stuff that you're doing?
Well, you know, I've always done all these things and I've always had a place to come home, which is my comfort zone. Mm. You know, I've been wearing scrunchies in my hair for years. I've been wearing clogs for years. I would literally come out of New York City in the big fancy outfits and being so fabulous to my home and my three young boys that are not, you know, young anymore and my husband. And I would be myself and be Bobby. And that is always what I crave when I'm doing these cool, fun, amazing things. I just can't wait to get home and, you know, take my bra off and put my robe on. Like that makes me happy. I call Aunt Dallas, who's 91 years old and, you know, from Chicago, and she helps me. I call my dad. I call my best friends. Like I have a posse around me. You know, my kids, my work friends that when I need that appreciate me for me and know when I'm like wigging out or coming apart, they're there to make sure I don't. And that's like, I've always made sure I had that.
Mm-hmm. And then being married,
I can't do it.
Yeah, no. And then being married 30 plus years. I mean, do you like what has been the thing that's kept y'all together through all the seasons that you've been going through work wise too? And kids.
Oh my God, he's so handsome. No, there's many things. I mean, look, he's really strong. Like I married someone who is even stronger than me, if that's possible. And he's super, super smart. And, you know, you realize after 33 years that the strong piece of him sometimes is getting too strong. And that's, you know, I have to figure out and you realize that men and women are so different. So how I say things, when I say things, you know, I have to be a little bit careful. And I have three sons. Mm-hmm. So, and I used to be in a big corporation that was mostly men. Mm-hmm. I have learned how to navigate males because they're so different than we are. It's not even funny.
Right.
So why are we still together? Because every time I get pissed off, I never say, oh, I'm going to divorce you. I just going to say, I'm going to tell you why I'm upset with you and like ask you not to do it again. But, you know, there's more to it than that.
It's not so, sounds so simple.
I know. I was like, that's so simple. I love that.
No. I get annoyed. I get anxious. I get pissed. I get all of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm working on how I do it. Like, I'm not blaming him for the way he acts. Mm. I'm trying to be smarter and how and when I tell him I'm upset or how and when. And I'm not always doing the best job. I'm working on it.
Sure.
Because, you know, even with my kids, you can't tell them stuff, you know, and it doesn't work. They block you out. So what do you do?
I was just thinking too, it's like as a, you know, I have a daughter and a son, but as you know, you're a boy mom and it's like, I pray to God, like whoever he's with, like, I just am gonna, cause it's going to be hard to take my son away, you know, like that's my boy. Like, and then I'm like, now I'm like protective of you. I'm like, do they just want your makeup? Because I'm going to tell these girls they need to like, I was like, listen up here.
I adore my daughter-in-laws. Aww. One of them is my head of social that Aww. She's the one having the baby. And I every time she wants me to shoot things, I'm going to say, all right, how many minutes do I get the baby then? You know, we're going to start negotiating. And you know, I love her, but you know, it's not easy all of a sudden having girls come in the house either.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing's easy, guys, in life. Hello. Nothing's easy, but you put the work in because it's worth it.
You put the work in because it's worth it. I love that, Bobby. All right. Tell everyone where we can listen to your podcast and where we can get your new amazing new line.
Well, you can listen to the podcast, The Important Things, on iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can go to jonesroadbeauty.com and you'll see everything. Or you can go to the Jones Road Beauty Instagram and there will be there's a justbobby.com, which is our editorial site. You could follow me on TikTok, on Instagram, and anyways.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Bobby, so much. Good luck with that podcast. And I am excited to listen to all the important things.
Oh, thank you so much.
Awesome. Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Bobby. See ya.
Bye. Well, I'm just going to toss this one and I'm going to get the new one.
Yeah.
I love people that want to, you know,
ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like when I was at the restaurant last night, and it probably annoys people, but I'm almost like, where are you from? Like, I genuinely want to know. Like, this waiter, he was so cool. And I was like, where are you from? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm from Atlanta. And I was like, oh, I have a really bad Atlanta story that Catherine told last week.
Speaking of Atlanta,
your airport sucks.
I'm sure we have more Atlanta stories too.
Oh, do we ever? but yeah, no, I think it's cool. And you know what? Something that in therapy today when I was talking to Amy was I was telling her of the situation and she goes, we're all on different places in the map.
Okay.
So you can be far left with, you know, I mean, even politics, religion, this, whatever, wherever you're at, like, and then maybe I'm over here and it's like, you can still have commonality, but you can just be in different parts on the map and still find, you know, things that you can relate to. But if you're too polar, then that's when it's like, is that going to work? And then where is that person willing to kind of move on the map with you or not move on the map with you? And then are you going to be able to stick to like, and then you have to be like, okay, well, what do I really want? And like, are you, like, for example, I don't think I could date someone that was really into like ayahuasca and like super, why are you giving me a look?
I don't know what that is. Oh.
I was like, oh no, I was like, this is someone like,
no, I don't know.
And it's ayahuasca is, that's so funny. I was like, oh God. I was like, who's doing ayahuasca? Ayahuasca is this practice that is, and again, I'm going to probably butcher this and I apologize and I don't mean to offend or whatever. Ayahuasca is this, like, I believe tea you drink. It's some kind of, I don't know the exact terminology of what it is. I don't know if it's like roots or, I mean, like, it's something that you drink of like a tea that has stuff that a shaman gives you. Okay. And you, like, some people like poop themselves. Like, okay. You go through, like, you basically go through like this trip.
Okay.
And, but I've heard such beautiful healing that has come from ayahuasca. Like, I even almost considered doing it after my divorce.
Gotcha.
Because you know how people, like, they, some people eat the toad or whatever, or like the, like, there's like, there's certain things that people do that you can experience like massive healing. And so I remember talking to my girlfriend, Caitlin Crosby, about it. And, another friend of mine who actually did ayahuasca. And I was like, I started to explore it, to go, okay, maybe I would like to experience what this might feel like, or some revelation, because people say they have like this insane revelation. But then I started to remember that I'm not the person that likes to take Tylenol. So I'm like, me drinking this like concoction of, I don't know really what it is, you know, maybe that's not the right route for me. Like, maybe I should just do more like on site. That might be more of like my,
more of your alley.
My alley. Like, but, you know, like, I was talking to her about it because we were both single moms and, you know, in the dating scene. And one guy was very into ayahuasca, and he was like a spiritual leader, and he did all these things. And I think there's, and I'm very spiritual, but if someone's on the spectrum all the way, like, I just don't align with that.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, for example, let's just call this. Julie, our best friend in Queendom. Let's just start with this conversation.
Please.
Hi, Julie. We're going to talk about you for a second. We're at our birthday dinner with Queendom. And it's, you know, it's all of Queendom and then a few other of our friends celebrating Pam and Julie. And Julie is, you know, she's more on the, I'm going to read tarot cards and she's really big into astrology, which is beautiful, and I love it. And I have, you know, I believe some of that stuff for sure. You know, I'm a hands down Sagittarius, and you know, I'm here for it and all of it. What I'm not, what she started talking about was her seven lives, right?
Yep.
You got any more to that?
Yeah. No, that's what she started talking about.
So she was basically saying, like, one in her sixth life, like, she was, her and her husband were actually brother and sister. And Kristen Brust goes, wait. She's like, I'm fine with, like, the, you know, sad, like, the astrology stuff. She's like, but you're telling me that you've got seven lives. And so, okay, so if that was a guy version, I'd probably be like, I'm not, like.
We just don't align with that, for sure.
I just wouldn't really. I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't align with it. And then I'm like, is that, I don't really want to have conversations like that all the time.
Right.
That was fun and it was funny and we had a great time. And like, Julie's Julie. Like, she was crazy. Yeah. But
that's
also
what made it funny. But cool.
That's great. Yeah. That's what she believes in. And that's, you know, she's had seven lives and like, that's awesome. Like, I'm going to champion
and
her.
She owns it and I love it.
But I don't think I could date someone like that.
Right. Yeah, no. Well, it does not align with your beliefs. That would be really hard. To be in a serious relationship with someone who has completely different beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it would be. And maybe not some. Maybe some are totally great with that. I mean, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, but it would be hard for me.
Yeah. But I was trying to, like, understand. I was like, well, Amy, how can I, because I believe in different things too. And how can I not, I'm not trying to judge someone else. She's like, well, we're just all in a different part of the map. And you just have to, like, how far outside of the map are you? How close are you? How is one willing to learn more? Is one willing to, you know? And she's like, you just had to kind of figure that piece out. And it's just, it's so interesting because I just started thinking about, like, the seven lives things. I was like, yeah, I could do that. Like, you know, like, because I wouldn't want to go do shaman trips every, sure, maybe one, you know, once in my lifetime could be interesting and I would consider it, but I still think you have to, like, align with people and
yeah,
like if, you know, if someone had like 20 cats, I probably couldn't even do that. Like I'm not a big cat person, you know, like I like a cat, but I'm like, my mom would never be able to come visit.
Please date some a guy with 20 cats. That'd be amazing. So are we getting like a dating story or are we just going to go with that?
I can see the headline now. Jenna Kramer cries on a date.
Cries on a date.
No, but I think, so yeah, I went on a date with someone and he's a very special human being. Like he's very emotionally vulnerable. He's a really great guy. There's just something that we don't align with and it's something that's really important to me. And I just had a moment when I was on the date where it's kind of like, okay, like, do we then continue to talk or is that it? Because we have two different ideas of what we think something looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, I mean, and I guess that's what dating is and you can figure out what, you know, but when everything else kind of starts checking, you're like, oh,
that's a bummer.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I was telling my therapist today, I was like, it's just so cool because this new version that I like love of myself that I'm becoming is very, usually I'd be like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like, no, but I wouldn't mean it. Like I want someone who has a strong faith in God. I want like someone that has, you know, X, Y, and Z. And it's like, again, I don't want or need someone, but when I do have someone in my life, in my kid's life, like these are the things that are kind of non-negotiable in a way, mm-hmm. You know?
I love that though, that you're recognizing that and then you're able to stand up for that.
Well, that's why I started crying and I was like.
Because you've never been able to.
Because I've never, and he was just like, he looked at me, he's like, oh, he's like, I'm holding space for your emotions. And I'm like, because he's like, I can see how important this is to you. And it's like. And it's not, I wasn't crying because I was sad. I was crying because I was like, I was actually crying because I was proud of myself. Yeah. That like, I was speaking truth of something that was really important to me. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, and I told Amy today, I was like, it's just so foreign to like actually speak my truth and then be like proud of myself for it or not feel like, well, you know, or just to like, be like, well, I want him to like me. It's like, no, like I like me. Mm-hmm. And this, cause what comes along with me.
And that's you. You want someone to like you for you.
I know. And he does, but it's like he just might not agree with some of the things that I agree with. And it's like, that's the part where it's like, well, I'm not really going to bend on certain things because I don't have to.
Right. No. I mean, I guess that makes sense what Amy's saying, you know, depending on where y'all are on the spectrum, if you're able to meet somewhere or not.
Yeah. But dating is so interesting because I feel like now, like after Hot Girl Summer, I'm not looking for a relationship, but I'm past the point of like just like having fun.
Right.
So I will like nip it in the butt.
Bud.
It's the bud? Nip it in the bud?
It's the bud.
No. I think. I'm going to nip it in the butt.
I think I used to think that, but I think it's bud.
Okay. I'm going to nip it in the bud. But yeah, I don't know. So I just, dating is interesting and it's fun, but I think it's been really cool because I've been able to learn more about myself through dating and what I want and what I don't want. And then just kind of just being alone too, which is really nice. Like we've talked about before, but anyways.
The phrase refers to the horticultural practice of pinching out plant buds to prevent the development of shoots or flowers.
All right, I'm going to nip it in the bud.
There you go.
There's the actual.
Thank you. Know,
what have you learned, Catherine?
What have I learned? Oh my gosh, about myself?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've learned a lot about myself in the last just couple weeks, honestly. But that's just from being alone and realizing that I've got a lot to work on, but I'm here for the journey. I've learned that I'm way more emotional than I realized, and I don't really know what to do with the emotions, but that's fine. I'm learning to just sit in them. Uh-huh. That's the biggest thing right now. It's like, why do I feel this way right now? I don't really know, but I'm just going to sit in it. That's kind of my new thing.
I think too, you were always like, you wanted to be alone, but then you're like, oh, now I'm alone. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Then you didn't realize the emotion that would come along with being alone, even though it's what you wanted. But now it's like,
yeah, 100%. And it's not like it's not like a regret. It's not a whatever. It's a, you know, at first there was a lot of relief and I got to just be by myself and really, but now it's kind of like, okay, what am I doing next? Because I really am by myself, you know, and I really have to do all this. So what am I going to do with it? And how am I going to, it's just kind of the pressure of like, how am I going to change? How am I going to make sure that the next thing or not even the next thing, just how, you know, I'm going to be happy. And I am happy. It's just a lot of emotions that are up and down with it, I guess. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Are you trying to figure out where those emotions then are coming from?
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it is. I mean, I do think the main emotion is a delayed reaction of like, my family is no longer.
Mm.
Not necessarily that I'm not married anymore, but just like, you know, I think about family trips and, you know, mm-hmm. we've talked about that, but it's just like, or holidays or whatever, that I had a very delayed reaction to that. Mm. It was like, I was prepared for it, but I'm like, okay, now the reality is sinking in. And then what that looks like down the road when we have other people in our lives and, you know, stuff like that, that's the stuff I knew about and I thought about, but I hadn't felt it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that I'm feeling it, I'm just trying to like, you know, sit in those emotions, but then also turn it to positive. That's one thing I'm learning too. Like, if I sit in it too long, then I get down and I don't mm-hmm. want to stay down. I want to feel it, but then bring myself back up.
So what do you do then to get back up?
Right now, really, I just, I go to the Bible, honestly, you know, mm-hmm. I go to the Bible or I pray, you know, I'm very trying to get back, you know, into my personal relationship, more. Or I just try to do something that makes me happy. You know, like if I'm just sitting there, like scrolling on, so that's when I see, like when I'm just like sitting there on social media and I just like start thinking about stuff. I'm like, all right, get up and go for a walk or get up and, you know, do something with the kids or whatever it is. And just try to like, just get out
of
the
funk. Body.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's all been very, it's a journey for sure.
I will say, I know I'm not trying to get like super religious on everyone here, but when you say you look at the Bible, it's so funny because we don't actually like talk about it a lot
mm-hmm.
together. Do you more like, how do I say this? It's so different people on the map, right? Like some mm-hmm. people, like I have one friend who's always like, God spoke to me. God, it's like, in mm-hmm. the, but I like, you don't really ever, I mean, I know you listen to worship music. I know you go to church, but like, I don't ever like, I guess we never like really talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't. We have and we have it. I think the beginning of our relationship, you weren't really in the spot.
No.
So I definitely, you know, if there's somebody that's not, I will plant little seeds here and there, but I'm never going to make someone feel uncomfortable mm-hmm. or like I'm trying to pressure them or mm-hmm. anything like that. I never want to be that kind of Christian. But if it's someone that's open to it or I know is looking for it or need, then I will speak more mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's been so like amazing to watch is you come into your relationship on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just really cool and my point of view to watch. But no, I think I've gone in and out of, I've always believed. I mean, I've never, you know, really not, but I've gone in and out of how much effort I put into it and mm-hmm. how much time I put into it. And I'm just putting a lot more time into it now and making it more of a priority.
Yeah,
I love for that. Sure.
Just holding space for that. Okay. Well, that was a really good episode. I want to share another dating story, but I'm going to hold it for next week's because I'm going to try to get someone on to, it's either going to be the next week or the next week, but someone that can, I'm going to bring a guy on that I've known for years and we're just going to have, I really want to ask from a male's perspective in the dating world because, you know, he's single and whatever.
Yeah.
So I would love to kind of hear a man's perspective of game playing, the egg chases, like all of it. So
yeah, that'll be good.
We should be interesting. We should try that.
It'd be fun.
All right, y'all have a great week.
See ya.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.